The Southern District of Lower Cook Inlet, which includes Ketchmack Bay, opened to seiners this Monday, June 17th, with 16-hour openers scheduled for Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game reported Monday's salmon harvest as 4 Chinook and 110 sockeye on 4 deliveries, all from the Chinapoot section. Sections with fewer than 3 deliveries are not included in public reports. Southern District setgill netters, who have been fishing 2 48-hour openers per week since June 3rd, have delivered 74 Chinook, 2,068 sockeye, and 44 chum to date. Those numbers are well below the 5-year average, but considerably higher than the harvest to this point in 2018. The Upper Cook Inlet drift gill net season opens June 20th. Areas on the west side of the inlet have been open to set gill netters, and Fish and Game logged a total catch so far of 413 Chinook, 7,687 sockeye, and 1 pink. Just about 7.5 million pounds of halibut have been landed across the state, out of a total allowable catch of almost 17.5 million pounds. Homer leads Alaskan ports in halibut deliveries with just over 1 million pounds landed, slightly ahead of Kodiak with 950,000 pounds. Sitka is currently the top port for sablefish landings, 2.1 million pounds, ahead of Kodiak with almost 1.9 million pounds and Seward with 1.6 million. Homer has landed about 240,000 pounds of sablefish. The total allowable catch for IFQ sablefish in 2019 is 25,800,000 pounds, of which a little over 10 million pounds has already been caught. The Gulf of Alaska trawl fleet is currently focusing on Pacific Ocean perch and arrowtooth flounder. The National Marine Fisheries Service reports 803 metric tons, or almost 1.8 million pounds of Pacific Ocean perch caught in the week beginning June 8th. And nearly 1 million pounds of arrowtooth flounder in the same week. Trawlers also reported significant catches of Pacific cod and shallow water flatfish.